Be seated. Everything had already changed before Mary and Mary and Salome left for the tomb this morning. They'd left for Jerusalem earlier this week, probably a little excited. I imagine traveling with Jesus was an exciting business. Something new was always happening. Something revolutionary was being said. Something surprising going on. But Jerusalem, and again, it might have been a little different. Someone had to be a little cautious. It might have been them. Jerusalem was not always a safe place to go when you were saying unusual things. And the week, well, it started going oddly, even for Jesus, didn't it? There was that dinner that ended differently than most Passover dinners end. There was the betrayal and the arrest, even though Jesus seemed to be expecting them. Who could really expect something like that? And then the arrest and the trial. Wouldn't they have liked to know more about what went on at the trial? Imagine there were already more stories about what was said and what wasn't said than you could keep up with. It's how information spreads, isn't it? And then there was Friday afternoon, that horrid afternoon. And Jesus was dead. Everything had changed. It had already changed once for them when they left the lives they'd been expecting to live. The mostly quiet lives we all expect to live, lives with spouses and children and jobs, the houses to follow Jesus. When they'd left the visions of those lives behind, it had changed once, and now it had changed again. Except everything wasn't finished. The burial wasn't complete, and somebody had to do the work, and well, Mary, and Salome were somebody. So they got up early on the morning of the first day of the week. Some things don't have to wait. They went to the tomb with the right spices and those usual worries about the logistics and the details. Except when they got there, there was the strangest young man. He said something unusual. And these were women who knew what unusual sounded like already. He said, "Jesus isn't here." And then he kept talking, and everything changed again. Just when you thought your life couldn't get stranger, just when you thought everything had changed enough, he kept talking. He said, "Go and tell others." It wasn't a detailed business plan. There were no 12 easy steps to success. There was no guarantee, with sort of hazy details, and they weren't too sure about it. Terror and amazement is what the text tells us, which makes sense when you've been inside of one of those moments, when you felt everything in your life shift. Terror and amazement. But everything changed. And eventually, we know, their faith must have overcome their terror. Their amazement must have been greater. Because other people knew. The story spread. It wasn't just these three women at the tomb that Easter morning. And the story kept spreading, despite its strangeness, despite how unbelievable it is. Jesus isn't dead anymore, they told people. And the people they told people, and so on and so on. And not everyone believed them, which makes sense when you stop to think about it. Most people who are dead stay dead. But this story is different. Not just because it got repeated. This story changes everything. This story changes lives. This is the story of God. This is the story of Jesus. This is the story of the God who loved us so much that death was not the end. This is the story that changed everything. And now we have this story. Now the question and the fact is, everything is not done changing, is it?